Back here at Martin Stadium, Lounge High football on the air. Hello, Viking Nation. Wes Jennings, Bill Osborne, Marty Rogers on the sideline. The Lounge Vikings won the toss, elected to receive. We'll be going from right to left on your radio dial. Leon will be kicking from that north end zone. Back deep for our Vikings, number 15, Tyler Hunter. Number 29, Troy, the mailman, Braswell. And on the far side, Kenneth Dirty Durden, sent back to receive the kick.
You've seen the commercial about naming your island, the sports commercial? Dirty Island.
Dirty Island, all right.
Well, he's named his island. It's Dirty Island.
Sean Allen, their junior place kicker. Bill, I do not look for us to get a return.
Yeah, he can boot it now. We'll see what it comes up. I tell you, if I can't keep your attention right here.
All right, I was just looking at my granddaughter. I ain't seen him in 2 weeks.
All right, go ahead. Here we go.
Here's the kick. High end over end kick. And that ball sails into the end zone. We'll take over first and 10 from our 20-yard line.
A low-lying kick, a little push to it, and he might have pushed it out of bounds. It came just inside the left pylon there and rolled into the end zone. And as you said, a touchback, and the Vikings will have it first down and 10 from the 20-yard line. Here come your Sons of Thunder.
And we've got shirts to hand out in a couple of weeks.
Yes, we do. A couple of weeks. The Sons of Thunder t-shirt to these big, heavy offensive linemen.
Paul Johnson goes far side. Mike Moore slips out in the slot in a passing formation. They're in a three-man front, two linebackers up on the line of scrimmage. Duncan and Braswell in the backfield, tied into our side. There's a snap. It goes to Braswell around the right side. He's got the corner at the 20, cuts back on the 25, and we've got a hold right off the bat.
Afraid they're going to pick up Paul Johnson on a hold. He ran right off Paul's hip out there on the wideout, and that's right where the flag came in.
And not the way, Coach Mack.
That's a hold.
And, Bill, the hold occurred out at the 30, so they'll mark him back. Oh, let's see where they're marking back. Yep, just inside. Okay.
Let's do it over.
The length of a football.
Let's do over.
So first and 10.
First and 10.
I can't say 10 and a half, but it's 10 and a half, folks.
Coach Dice says you can't do 10 and a half. You can't record a half a yard.
All righty, first and 10 from the 20-yard line, ball on the far hash mark. Tied into our side. Clemens in at wide receiver. Everybody's playing tight. Three-man front. There's a snap.
Counter.
And they're giving him more. He's across the 25, the 30, the 40, the 50. It's a foot race down the sidelines. They've got a beat on him, and they'll run him out of bounds, Bill, at the 22-yard line.
That's number 10. Juwan Nelm had a great angle on him, made the tackle, pushed him out of bounds. And otherwise, Mike Moore was headed to the house.
Bill, that's a 58-yard run by Mike Moore.
Little counter-trap play, and Mike Moore, and I said he's been waiting on a breakout game, and tonight could be it. Mike Moore on a counter-trap, 58 yards, and a first down for the Vikings.
Just underway. Ball on the near hash mark. Tied into the far side. Moore to the far side. Dirty Island now in the off. He's up on the line of scrimmage on the far side. Gunslinger goes under center. Takes a snap to Braswell, looking for a hole. Cuts outside at the 20. The 15, the 10, they've got an angle.
Oh,
they run him out of bounds at the 2-yard line, Bill.
Troy Braswell saw the end zone. He dove. He hit the pylon, but he had been called out, as you said, about the 2-yard line. I saw from this backside angle, Wes, as Troy cut through the line, he saw the defenders come up to his left, made a little stutter step, and then cut outside, and the speed got him to that outside corner.
First and goal from the 2-yard line. Tyler Hunter in, Braswell at wing back, Mike Moore at the other wing back, Hunter at the wideout. Braswell, they give the ball to Moore around the left side, cuts in, touchdown Vikings.
I see you, Mike Moore.
Two-yard touchdown run by Mike Moore.
Almost the same place he rattled off 58 yards on.
And Bill, we played 30 seconds.
I'll take it. Vikings lead early 6-0, and our Extra point team checks into the number three, Tyler Vanderzanden, along with Avery Alderman and Jed Solomon. We got save the extra point again. Vanderzanden. And I'll explain after we come back after this break about save the extra point.
Avery to hold. Snap, ball's down, kicks up. It's good. Vikings lead 7-0. 11:30 to go first quarter. We'll take a 60-second break. We'll be right back after this. All righty. Solomon set to kick off. Back deep is number six, Justin Dixon. And Jacoby Ivory.
There's Solomon's kick.
High and over end kick into the end zone.
And that'll be a touchback, and the Leon Lions will take over first down and 10 from the 20-yard line.
All righty, Bill. Let's see how accurate, let's see what this new revamped defense of Coach McPherson's can do. I can say hello to my granddaughter, Carly, listening in the stands tonight. She's waving at you, Bill.
I see. All right, here we go.
All righty. DeVore goes under center. Splits his receivers, one near side, one far side. Tight end to our side. They're in the I formation. DeVore takes the snap. Gives it to the tailback. Gets hit at the line of scrimmage. And that's it.
Yeah, there to get an arm out, number 87, Dylan Roberts, kind of corralled him. And then the rest of that defensive line just came in and smothered him, along with, let's see, that's number 30. Of course, that's James Mathis.
He's second and 10. DeVore gets the sidelines from the, gets the play from the sidelines. Ball in the middle of the field. Sends a receiver to the far side. He spins twins to the left, to the Visser side of the field, tied into our side. We're in a five-man front. DeVore takes a snap, drops straight back, look, throws it across, ball up in the air, tip, and
yep.
It is caught by number seven. That's Jaron Colson Green, and that's a 3-yard catch or 4-yard catch. After the 24, third and six from there.
Yeah, the ball intended for number six, Justin Dixon. Ball a little high, tipped it, but there on the tip drill was Colston Green, and he makes the reception. That'll bring up third down for the Lions.
Ball on the far hash mark, 10:24 to go here in the first quarter. Vikings lead 7-0. Two receivers near side, one receiver far side. Popeye Stanley out there on him. DeVore in the shotgun, backs to either side of him, drops straight back. Here comes the rush. Goes out and up! Tried to hit number 84, Bill. That was Dakota Godfrey at the 30-yard line. Thrown behind him, incomplete pass, and the Lions will have to punt.
Yeah, the pass a little low and behind number 84, Godfrey. As I was watching DeVroe warm up, he threw a lot of balls real, real low.
Braswell standing back about the 40. Allen standing inside his 10-yard line. We've got 10 men up on the line of scrimmage. There's a snap. We come for it. He gets it off.
Nice punt, too.
And Braswell lets it hit at the 30. Makes the catch, runs back to the 25. Outruns one man. Cuts back across the field at the 30. There's a Gregory move. He's got the 35. Still on his feet. Breaks away from one man. They bring him down at the 40-yard line.
Wow. Troy Braswell, the punt was so good, it sailed over his head. And in Troy, instead of making a dumb play or something and trying to reach out and grab it, let it bounce, got himself behind it, made a good recovery on the bounce right to him, and then a good return. But again, almost a block. Was that Kerry Stanley?
Yep.
Kerry Stanley just flying in, just past the outkicked football.
15-yard return. Tight end goes to the far side. No, tight end to the near side. Braswell and Duncan in the backfield. Three-man front. They walk the corners up. Two linebackers. They walk the corners up on the line of scrimmage, waiting for the chains to get set.
Well, I don't know what's going on there. I think the officials, the chains are set. The officials aren't in place. Here we go.
Now, getting everybody in their respective positions. Ball on the near hash mark. Four down linemen now for the Lions. Give the ball to Braswell. He gets tripped up in the backfield and goes down, and he'll lose 2 yards. And Troy slow to get up off the carpet.
Yeah, number 21, Dondreus Brown, just caught the ankles of Troy Braswell as he was coming through the line there. And as a result, he'll lose 2 yards.
9:35 to go first quarter. Vikings lead 7-0. It is 2nd and 12. The ball back at the 38. Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial. Ed Moore tied into our side. Takes a snap. Gives a counter to Moore. He's got a hole. He's across the 40 to 45. The 50 to 45. The 40 to 35. They'll tackle him and bring him down, Bill, at the 25-yard line.
On the tackle, looked like number 22. That was Tim Longmire.
A 36-yard run by Mike Moore to take us down to their 26, to their 26-yard line. First and 10 from there. Tyler Hunter comes in. Duncan comes out. Ball still on the near hash mark. Clock running with 9 minutes to go.
Starting on the 26-yard line. That's good. Another good run by Mike Moore.
Bergman in at wingback. Braswell on the near side. Lang at fullback. Take the snap. Give it to Bergman on the counter. He's across the 25, still on his feet. They knock him out of bounds, Bill, at the 21. He'll pick up 5 yards. And they run him out of bounds with 8:39 to go here in the first quarter.
Walter Zanders made the tackle for the Lions. Bergman did a great job staying in bounds. That'll bring up second down now and about 5.
Quincy Crawford brings the play in. He'll go to wide receiver on the Vister side. Bergman stays in at wing back. Braswell at wing back on our side. Lang at fullback. Tied into our side. Bill there in a 5-man front. Braswell in motion. And we give it to Lang right up the middle. That little fullback dive, and he gets across the 20 down to the 19. He'll pick up 2 yards, Bill. It will be third and a very long 3 from there.
Yeah, nothing real fancy on that. Just a standard play for the Vikings, that little fullback dive. See if we haven't put the ball in the air yet tonight. Haven't had to. 8:17 left in the first quarter. Vikings lead 7-0.
Bergman comes out. Moore goes back in. Lang stays a fullback. Tight end. Now we'll go to the Vister side. We go heavy right. But Josh Clemens has a wide out. They shift over. 3 linemen to our side. To the press box side. Give the ball again to Braswell. He's got a hold. He cuts back inside the 10, inside the 15, down to the 10. All the way down to the 9-yard line, Bill. It'll be first and goal from the 9.
Yeah, I was looking down the field for our Vikings. Number 52, that's Caleb Clark. And number 75, Jared Davis, just split a hole. And Troy Braswell able to just coast right into it.
Our sons of Thunder opening holes at will right now. Paul Johnson comes to the press box side. Lang stays at fullback. Moore and Braswell were in the straight wing tee. The gunslinger takes a snap with Moore in motion, gives it to Moore around the left side, cuts back inside behind blocking. Touchdown, Vikings!
I see you, Mike Moore. I'm going to say I see you, Mike Moore, I think a couple more times tonight. Moore, just a great run to get into the end zone.
A 9-yard touchdown run by Mike Moore, his 2nd touchdown on the night.
Vikings up 13-0, and I didn't tell our fans about save the extra point. It saves Solomon A. Alderman V. Vanderzander.
And we're going for 2. And we give it to Tyler Hunter, and they're going to call us for a motion.
But where? Hold on, let's see. There is flags down.
Oh, they're saying that somebody didn't get set.
It looked like everybody was set in line. Nonetheless, it was a good extra point, but at the penalty, it'll be coming back.
Now I would look to see.
Yeah, we'll kick it now. And as we save the extra point again, of course, as I said, Solomon the kicker, Alderman the holder, Vanderzanden the long snapper, and E, everybody else.
Everybody else. Solomon waiting on the snap. Ball's down. Kicks up. It's good. Vikings lead 14-0. 7:42 to go here in the first quarter. We'll be back right back after this 60-second break. Back at Martin Stadium, Solomon set to kick off. High and over end kick will sail into the end zone. And the Lions will take over 1st and 10 from the 20.
Again, Jed Solomon puts it back into the end zone. No possible return there.
And okay.
I'm sorry,
Bill, I don't know if y'all heard or not, but Lincoln just took a 7-0 lead on Valdosta.
All right, 7-0, Lincoln over Valdosta early.
Well, Coffey leads Appling 14-0 in the first quarter.
7:42 left here in the first quarter for our Vikings. We lead 14-0. Devereaux in the shotgun. Gives to his running back right beside him. He'll get back to the line of scrimmage. No gain. And he'll be tackled by a host of Vikings.
Be second and 10 at the 25. That's what happened to him on their first play. Lions going from left to right on your radio dial. DeVore brings two receivers near side, one far side. Keeps one back in the backfield with him. We're in a five-man front. We shift. They got a man in motion. They run right into him, trying to give it to the man in motion. Gets hit and as he crosses the 20. And the first man to get a hand on him, Bill, was number 41, Tim St. Ford.
Yeah, I think the play was designed to actually go to the quarterback. He was to give it on the handoff as the wide receiver was coming around. But the wide receiver got there so quickly, he was right there at the snap of the ball and actually took the snap.
Give him 4 yards on the carry to be third and six. Bill, that's what they had last time, third and six. As I said, Coffey leads Appling 14-0 in the first quarter. Lincoln leads Valdosta 7-0. Now they send trips to the far side. One man near side. That's Juwan Nellums. DeVore puts one back just to his left. Takes the snap, rolls left, looks the right-hander, pulls it down, tosses down, fails, trying to outrun number 31, Popeye Stanley. And Popeye all over number five. That's
six. Is it five? It is Justin Dixon.
Justin Dixon. He was all over it for an incomplete pass.
Yeah, the DeVereaux just reared back and threw the ball just about as hard as he could throw it. And Kerry Stanley had to recover quickly.
6:40 to go, first quarter. Vikings lead 14-0. Braswell standing back about our 35-yard line inside the 10 as Allen again waiting to punt. There, Stanley's coming. Gets the ball away. The wobbly kick. Braswell takes at the 40. Goes to the far side of the field. He's across the 45. The 50. He's around the corner at the 40. He's racing down the sidelines at the 30. Bill, they run him out of bounds at the 25-yard line.
That time, Kerry Stanley was coming on that jailbreak again, trying to make the block. And they did a better job this time, Leon did, to come out and block him and just chip him and keep him from getting back to the punter. But a great return that time by Troy Braswell.
35-yard punt return by Braswell gives our Vikings, or actually 34, gives our Vikings first and 10 at the 26-yard line. Let's take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lions Eye Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Back at Martin Stadium, 6:27 to go, first quarter. Vikings lead 14-0. We've got the ball first and 10 on their 26-yard line after a 34-yard punt return by the mailman, Troy Braswell. Ball on the far hash mark. Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial. Maroon jerseys, maroon pants. Those crimson jersey, crimson pants, and those silver helmets. Braswell at wing back to our side. Bergman far side, Duncan at fullback. Tight end Ed Moore to our side. They've got four down linemen, two corners up on the line of scrimmage, two linebackers. Looks back, throws the ball towards the corner. He's got Josh Clemens in the air, goes up and knocked away. And we're wanting pass interference, but it was a great, great play by number 10, Juwan Nellums.
Yeah, really good coverage on Josh Clemens. Josh, with his height, though, you got to wonder every time when you throw the ball up like that if he's going to be able to come down with it. But again, as you've mentioned, Juwan Nelms had great coverage on him. He was right there in front of him, never hand-checked, never face-checked. But as the ball got there, he jumped right up and was able to push the ball away.
Second and 10 from the 26-yard line. The gunslinger goes under center, looks over that Lion defense, barks out the signals, gives it to Bergman around the right side. He's across the 25, fights his way down to the 21. Give him a 5-yard carry, Bill, third and five from there.
They look like they're going to mark him on the 20.
That'll give him 6 yards,
yep.
And it'll be third and four. An update. Boy, I tell you what, Ken Eldridge has these guys going.
All right.
21-0.
Where's that? Oh, it's Coffee.
Yep, Coffee over Appling.
5:55 here in the first quarter. Our Vikings lead 14-0, and we're threatening again.
Josh Lemons comes near side. He's in man coverage. Now they pull him back in kind of tight. Takes a snap. Counter to Braswell. He's around the corner, across the 10. The 5 to the corner. Touchdown, the mailman.
I see you, Troy Braswell. Well, I'd have to say that Coach Randy McPherson's got his team going, too. 20-0 here early as Save the Extra Point comes on. Solomon, Alderman, Vander Zanden, and everybody else.
Waiting to see if we go that 2-point or...
Waiting to get the ball boy off.
Yep, and they're going to go for it. So Tyler Hunter gets hit, knocked down. And with 5:30 to go here in the first quarter, Vikings 20. It is the Lions nothing. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to a 60-second break. Listen to Lions High Football, 99.5 Kicks Country. Solomon approaches the football, puts his foot into it.
Short.
That will not make it in the end zone. Taken by Dixon up to 5, to the 10, the 15. Tries to come near side, and we knock him down, Bill, at the 15-yard line, and look who's in on the tackle.
Number 45, Mikey on Padgett. I told you, he wasn't going anywhere.
And number 2, Tyquan Lang.
Yeah, Mikey on Padgett wasn't going anywhere. He and Tyquan Lang just nailed him.
Wes, Bill, I have to say, too, that not only did he nail him, but when he got up to come off the field, every defensive starter going out on the field went up and gave him a high five and congratulated him. You could tell all these guys have a lot of respect for Mikey on Padgett.
Okay, here comes DeBoer with the Lions. They bring Dixon near side, wide receiver. Put a man in the slot. He's in the shotgun. Two receivers far side. Takes a snap. Drops back. Looks. Goes out in the flat. Off the fingertips of number 85. That's Kenny Gaucher.
Gaucher. Like Bobby Boucher.
Bobby Boucher. Kenny Gaucher. You can do this.
You can do it. Kenny Gaucher. Just right off his, like I said, off his fingertips. But in coverage was Tyler Hunter right on his hip.
Second and 10, 5:23 to go here in first quarter. Vikings lead 20-0. Again, Dixon comes near side. He brings Dakota Godfrey with him. Two receivers far side. DeVore in the shotgun, a man in motion. They give it to Noak. DeVore tries to keep the ball himself. Gets hit as he gets back to the line of scrimmage. Bill, he might have got a yard.
Yeah, I think they're going to give him the 16. So that'll bring up third down and 9 for the Lions. A running play, and the clock continues to run. We're still 5:03, 5:02 here in the first quarter as our Vikings lead 20-0.
The only other scores we have for you, Lincoln leads Valdosta 7-0. Trips come near side, tied into the far side. DeVore in the shotgun. Takes a snap, rolls left. Stops looking. Throws the ball out in the flash. Number 85 makes the catch at the 20. And we hit him, Bill, at the 22. He'll be about 3 yards short of the first down.
Yeah, Josh Clemens and Tyler Hunter made the stop. But it was number 84 for our Vikings. That is Nick Hammock really putting pressure on the quarterback.
And the other score, like I say, Lincoln 21, Valdosta nothing. Coffee 21,
yeah.
Appling nothing. And Lincoln 7, Valdosta nothing. Allen standing back at the 5-yard line. Braswell back. Look, he's punting from the 5. Braswell standing back at the 35. So he knows this young man can kick the football. Oh,
he tipped it that time.
Popeye got to get away from it. And it'll roll dead. Popeye tipped the ball back at the 5.
All right, Marty.
And he still kicked it out to the 50.
How excited is Popeye?
He's pretty excited. He told me after that first play that he was going to get it tonight. He's been saying it all year, but after he almost had the first one, he said tonight was the night. And he was right. He got it.
But it still made it down to our 49. Vikings will take over first and 10 from our 49. 3:49 to go here in the first quarter, leading 20-0. Ball on the near hash mark. The Sons of Thunder to the line of scrimmage. Clemens goes far side. Lang at fullback. Braswell, Bergman at the wingbacks.
Timeout.
And
with that, let's take a 60-second break. We'll be right back. Vikings lead 20-0.
Parker takes a snap, throws across to Josh Pimmons, makes a catch at the 40. They haul him down, Bill, at the 37-yard line. It'll be a 13-yard pass play from the gunslinger to Josh Pimmons as we come back from break. 3:43 to go, first quarter. Vikings lead 20-0, and we're back into Lion territory.
Nothing real fancy, just a little hitch and go right there, and he caught him coming across the middle.
Lions, three down linemen, three down linemen, two corners up on the line. Drops back to gunslinger, looking, throws across the middle. Got Braswell open. Touchdown, a 37-yard touchdown pass play from the gunslinger to Troy Braswell. Caught him on a skinny post, and they couldn't catch him.
I see you, Troy Braswell, and I see you, Cole Parker. Wow. Vikings now go up 26. We said they hadn't thrown the ball much. Tried a pass to Josh Clemens in the end zone. It was knocked away, and now two straight completions, one for a touchdown.
Braswell on that skinny post, and whenever he went through the line on that play-action fake, linebackers bit. He blew by him, and with the way their corners were up on the line of scrimmage, he was by the safeties before they knew he was there. Solomon to kick the extra point. Kicks up. 3:27 to go. Vikings lead 27-0. We'll be right back after this. Back at Martin Stadium, Jed Solomon approaches the football. High end over end kick. Oh, that one goes about 8 yards deep into the end zone. Lions will take over first and 10 from their 20. 3:27 to go here in the first quarter. Vikings leading 27-0.
Wes, I was looking. The Lions have not been past our 40. I don't know if they've even made it close to our 40-yard line. Everything they've played has been between the 20s and the 30s. All right, here we go.
DeVore in the shotgun. Twin receivers near side, twin far side. Puts the man in motion back toward him. Takes a snap. Throws out in a flash to the man in motion. Bobbles the ball. Incomplete pass. Referee signals.
It was a forward pass.
And it was a forward pass.
3:22 left in the first quarter here. Vikings lead 27-0 over the Lions of Leon High School in Tallahassee.
All right, DeVore sends Elias to the line of scrimmage. Twin receivers near side, twin far side. Puts a tailback right, a halfback right beside him. Now puts a man in motion to the Vister side. Fakes it, comes back out, looks those out in the flash to number 7. And we hit him at the 20. And that was Dirty Island, as Dirty Island hauls down number 7, Justin Colston Green, after a 2-yard catch.
Well, they say those cornerbacks are on their island, and we're going to name his island, so it's Dirty Island. He was out there by himself, nobody else to stop him except Kenneth Dirty Durden.
Inside 3 minutes to go now, leading 27-0.
All right, coming back to the line of scrimmage now. Third down.
Third and 8. Splits his receivers. Twins to the near side. Single receiver to the far side. Two backs on either side of him. DeVore looking. Throws that little screen pass and nobody there. We come with a rush. They let him go and there comes nothing but mighty, mighty Vikings swinging battle axes.
Yeah, number 87, Dylan Roberts. He is just in the quarterback space. Hey, Marty. Marty, as I'm looking down at the sidelines, I see number 11 on the sidelines over here. Any reason he's not playing?
I'll find out, guys. I saw him warming up, and he looked fine in warm-up.
And he started.
I actually got a chance to talk with him, and everything looked okay.
He started. He just hadn't had any carries. Allen set to punt, standing back about his 7. Braswell takes the punt, lets it hit at the 50, and it bounces out of bounds about our 40. 8-yard line.
That's where the Vikings will take over. First down and 10 from the 48-yard line.
2:18 to go, first quarter, still leading 27-0. Lang in at fullback.
Yeah.
Braswell wingback. Rodney Jefferson wide out on our side. Again, that five-man front. Braswell in motion. Give it to Lang up the middle across the 50, still on his feet, across the 45, and they pull him down, Bill, are at the 41-yard line. It'll be a 11-yard carry and a first down for the Vikings as we get back into Lion territory.
Yeah, Tyquan Lang, even a little stop and go. After he had caught the, after he had gotten the handoff, he had a little minor stumble, still able to pull away from that was number five for the Lions, Ja'Cory Ivory, not able to bring him down until he had picked up 11 yards.
First and 10, the ball at their 41. Pitch out to Moore around the left side, got blocking, he crosses the 40. The 35, we're going to have a hold at the 33-yard line.
Poor Paul Johnson, that should be two on him, it looks like. I mean, they threw the flag up from where he was, so let's see. Block in the back, and it wasn't, I'm picking on Paul. Paul was further back, I don't think it was on him. Paul was down about the 39-yard line. The flag looks to be about the 34.
Nonetheless. And I'll take it all the way back to their 49-yard line, so it'll be first and 13 from their 49-yard line. Goes under center. Two receivers far side. Drops back, rolls right, looking. Oh, and there's another flag.
We got a false start. I don't know if Josh Clemens took off too soon. Or if it was the offense, Josh took off from his wide receiver spot, but they threw the flag back here at the line.
But, Bill, it came so late because the gunslinger had already went under center, came out, and was already probably 5 or 6 yards rolling out before the referee threw the flag. That backs it back to their 49-yard line. So, basically, we've got a first and 19.
1:36 here in the first quarter. Vikings lead 27 to nothing, but they've been killing themselves with penalties right here on this drive.
Clemens goes far side, tight end to our side, four-man front for the Lions. Now they show corner on the blitz. Moore takes it. Oh, there's a whistle.
I sat and watched this time as closely as I possibly could. I saw nobody move on the line unless they're getting Josh for taking off too soon out here. And this was thrown from the line judge on the far side where Josh Clemens is lining up.
Well, now we're back to our 46-yard line.
Is that the fourth penalty in a row, Wes?
Yep.
Guys, I think you were right. I think they got our receiver leaning a little bit on that last play.
Durden and Clemens come in. I keep hearing a whistle.
No, you're hearing this clock.
Okay. Durden near side, Clemens far side. Braswell and Moore switch sides. Braswell drops back in the backfield. Saw Moore drops back in the backfield. And what have we got now?
Timeout.
Timeout, Vikings. We'll take a 60-second break. Vikings lead it 27-0. We'll be right back after this. Gunslinger takes a snap, drops back, looking downfield, little screen play. Set up the Tyquan Lang. He's across the 50, the 45, the 40. He's down the sidelines. One man to beat. Outruns him down the sidelines. He goes. It was first in a taxi drive. Tyquan Lang, touchdown Vikings.
I see you, Tyquan Lang, and I see you, Cole Parker. Nothing but a little screen pass by Cole Parker to Tyquan Lang, and he just took it to the house.
A 54-yard screen play.
And the Vikings go up now 32-0 as the extra point team of Vander Zanden, Alderman, and Solomon comes onto the field. They swing the gate over. Alderman takes the knee, ready to receive the snap. Solomon looks in. Here's the snap, the kick, it's up, and it's good. And the Vikings go up 33-0 with 41 seconds left in the first quarter. We'll be back after this 60-second break.
All right, it's 34-0. Vikings lead it. 41 seconds to go in the first quarter. High end over end kick. Solomon's going to put that in the end zone. And they'll start on their 20.
So the one kick he kicked a little bit short, had a great tackle by two of our Vikings, and they started on the 15. They just soon to have him kick it into the end zone, I think. 41 seconds left here in the first quarter. Our Vikings lead 34-0 over the Lions of Leon High School from Tallahassee.
And, folks, we hadn't made it to the first quarter yet.
Here we go.
DeVore in the shotgun. Twin receivers near side. Twin far side. Puts a man in motion towards us. Takes a snap. Gives it to the up back. He's across the 25 to 30. The 35 to 40. Right down the middle of the field. And a great, great tackle by number 21.
No, 31.
31. Popeye Stanley at the 50.
That is the first time that Leon High School has been past our 40-yard line. They get it out to midfield. They were able to just break through that defensive line, get themselves out to midfield. They'll set the chains and wind the clock here with 34 seconds left in the first quarter. And there goes the clock.
DeVore sends two receivers near side, now trips to our side, puts a back to his right, tied into the far side. In the shotgun, takes a snap, gets it number 28 over the left side. He'll pick up 2 yards, and for the first time tonight, folks, they are into Viking territory at our 48-yard line. That should be the last play of the quarter. Vikings at the end of the first quarter. It's the Vikings 34, Leon nothing. We'll take a 60-second break. We'll be right back after this. You're listening to Lions High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. All righty, folks. We go to the second quarter. Vikings leading 34 to nothing. It will be second and 7. The ball at our 47-yard line for the Lions. Now they're going from right to left on your radio dial. Three receivers stacked tightly right off the tackle's rump. DeVore goes under center. Pitches that to 22 around the right side. We hit him as he gets down to our 45-yard line. Give him 2 yards. It'll be fourth. It'll be third and 5 from our 45.
Chris Scurry right there just set up, made the tackle along with Tyler Hunter. But Chris Scurry just broke down, made a good stance, and head up on the ball carrier, made a great tackle.
28-0 Coffee at a half. 7-7 across town between Lincoln and Valdosta. Harquet 14, Westlake 7.
Third and 5 for the Lions.
And they're in the I formation. Splits his receivers, goes under center, takes a snap, gives to the fullback. No, pulls up, throws across the middle, and just off the fingertips of Geraldo Orta at the 30-yard line.
Yeah, the ball went right through Dakota Godfrey, number 84 for the Lions. And Geraldo Orta was right there behind it, went through his hands as well. And that'll bring up fourth down and 5 for the Lions at the 45-yard line. And, West, they're not looking like they're going to punt.
They may not.
Doesn't look like it. DeVro comes back on.
Yep. They bring a receiver near side. That's Colston Green. Trips to the far side again, stacked tight. Hunter slides over. DeVore under center. Takes a snap. Drops back, rolls left, and runs right into Gary number 41.
No, it was Tim St. Fort,
who had moved from linebacker to defensive end, and they'll turn it over. Vikings will take possession at the 47-yard line.
The Lions were going to try a misdirection play. They stacked everybody to the right, and DeVoe came out with the ball, and he rolled to his left, hoping to find a naked area that he could go out there and maybe pick up those 5 yards for the first down. But unfortunately for him, he ran right into Tim St. Fort.
Clinch and Wilcox tied 14-14. Cook leads Worth 7-0. Valdosta Lincoln 7-7. Charlton County 28, Lanier nothing. Colquitt 14, Westlake 7. All righty, the gunslinger goes under center. Paul Johnson to the far side. Mike Morton wing back on our side. Braswell in motion, and they give it a line up the middle. Across the 50. Still on his feet as he crosses the 45. Fights his way all the way down. Bill, if I'm not mistaken, he's down to the 43, and that's going to be a first down.
Well, it's at least 10 yards. I was going to say almost 11, but I think they're going to mark him right at the 10 yards. And you're right. No, they're calling second down. From where they have marked the ball, the official has held up two fingers.
So Bill, Wes, give you an update on that score across town. Lincoln's got Valdosta now 10-7.
All right, 10-7, Valdosta, or Lincoln over Valdosta right now. All right.
The gunslinger goes under centers, sends two receivers far side. Lang more in the backfield. They're in a four-man front. Drops back. Cole looks right top, pulls up, throws across the middle. Lang makes the catch.
Number 9.
No, that's 9. Rodney Jefferson makes the catch at the 30, turns and spins across the 25, down to the 23-yard line, Bill.
Jefferson's first catch of the season, and it was a good one. Another first down for the Vikings.
I'd like to say hello to my buddy Ryan Tennery of RHT Plumbing listening tonight. Gunslinger goes under center. Tied into our side. Cole, counter to Braswell around the right side, still on his feet, and he's off to the races. They won't catch him. Touchdown, Vikings.
I see you, Troy Braswell. I think the Troy Braswell we saw in game one has made his way back to Martin Stadium. And the extra point team of Tyler Vanderzanden, Avery Alderman. Nope, new long snapper for our Vikings, number 85. That is Austin Masters coming out for the extra point at long snapper along with Avery Alderman. Avery Alderman's the kick.
All righty.
And Cole Parker to hold. Avery Alderman, number 5, set for the extra point.
Snap. Oh, over Alderman's head, Avery's head. He picks it up, and they tackle him. And after, with 10 minutes to go here in the half, Vikings lead Leon 40-0. We'll be right back after this.
And we're back here at Martin Stadium. Timeout by the Leon Lions. And they've made their way back out onto the field, just about ready to go offensively. It's 10 minutes left in the first half. Our Vikings lead 40-0.
First and 10 from the 20. Going from right to left on your radio dials is the Lions. Strips to the far side. Single receiver near side. DeVore puts the back right off his right hip. He's in the shotgun. We're in a five-man front. There's a snap. Gives it to the fullback right up the middle. He's up at the 20, fights his way out to the 24-yard line.
Yeah, Chris Scurry in there got a hold of him first, and along with number 46, that is Matt Frazier and Geraldo Orta, able to bring him down after about a 4-yard gain.
Second and 6. Again, let's see what DeVore does. He sends two receivers near side, one far side, takes his back, switches them, and he's got a back on either side of him. He's in the shotgun. Standing at the 20, waiting on the snap. Here comes our five-man rush. Drops back, looks, throws the ball way downfield. Good catch by number 84. Out at the 35, turns, he's across the 40, up to the 42-yard line. Bill, that's about a 15-yard pass play from DeVore to number 84.
No, it's 84, Dakota Godfrey. He just went down the skinny post there, got in between the zone, and he just turned around. The ball was right there for him. We had three defenders just triangling around him. Just couldn't get there quick enough to bring him down before he made the catch.
9:09 to go in the half. Vikings lead 40-0. Two receivers near side, one far side. DeVore in the shotgun, a back on either side of him. Takes the snap on the ground, backs up, looks, starts throwing. He will go nowhere. In fact, he'll lose about 7 yards.
Yeah, once that ball hit the ground, that's like blood in the water for our defense. Boy, they just got on him.
It is second now and 16. The ball back at their 36-yard line. 8.5 to go here in the half. Trips to the far side. One man near side. DeVoe again in the shotgun. High snap. Gives it to the up back. He's across the 35, the 40. Still on his feet. As we knock him down about the 44-yard line, he'll pick up about 8 yards on that carry. Bill, should be 3rd and 8 from there.
Wes, Bill, I asked Justin Wilson and James Mathis earlier in the game when one of them was going to get a sack, and they said they had a little competition tonight to see who was going to get the most. And then that last play there when we got the sack, it looked like both of them was on. So I guess they're tied for their competition.
All right.
To keep an eye on who's going to win that.
Marty, check and find out about Mr. Sam for me.
Come back, Wes. Say that again.
Sam Duncan.
Check on Sam Duncan.
Duncan is okay. I talked with him. He's fine. The coaches have said they're trying to let Tyquan Lane get some playing time.
All righty. Tight end to our side. DeVore splits his receivers. A back on either side of him. Now puts a back in front of him in motion. Counter. Rolls right. He keeps it. Looking. Pulls it down. Throws way downfield. Up in the air. And Durden, on an island by himself, goes up and knocks it away from number 10, Dwan Nellums.
Yeah, he was up there, and he rolled out. I really thought with a third down situation, I thought the quarterback was going to run. I had my eyes on the quarterback. He had an open lane, and probably thinking back, and once he looked at tape next week, he's going to say to himself, I should have run and got that first down.
Allen, the punt, standing back about the 25. Braswell back about our 15.
They're still waiting on another lineman. Here he comes for the Lions.
We only got a five-man rush this time. High, high pooch kick. It's at the 27, and it bounces backwards to the 35, then rolls back to the 34, and that's where our Vikings will take over with 7:11 to go here in the half, leading 40-0.
Yeah, a little wedge shot by the punter, and instead of getting the forward roll, he got the backward roll. That'll put the Vikings, let's see, we got an official timeout for water. Let's take a quick 30-second break. We'll be right back after this.
Back in Martin Stadium, the Palace of Pain, West James, Bill Osborne, Marty Rogers, Vikings lead 40-0. 7:11 to go in the first half. It'll be the Viking football, first and 10 at our 35-yard line, going from left to right on your radio dial. Johnson, Braswell in the slot out here. Moore and Lang in the backfield, tight end to the far side, ball almost in the middle of the field. Four-man front for the Lions. Showing blitz on the outside, they give it to Lang. And he busts by one man, two, three, fights hard on the inside, Bill, as he picks up about 3-4 yards out to the 34-yard line.
Well, Tyquan seems to be doing exactly what the coaches need from him tonight, and that is, as Marty reported, getting some playing time, trying to see what they got. They know what they got in Sam Duncan. That's real hard for a kid like Sam Duncan, I know, to step back sometimes and let somebody else take your spot. But it's going to be in the best interest of the team, that's for sure.
Second and six. Quincy Crawford comes wide receiver near side. Moore slides out in the slot. We slide Dale McMurrow over to the far side at tight end. Pitch out to Braswell around the right side. He's across the 40 to 45. Cuts back inside the 50. Still on the 40. He's at the 35 to 30 trying to run away from him. And they'll pull him down, Bill, at the 26-yard line.
Great stutter steps. Great vision by Troy Braswell. And every time he had to make a break, he was able to pull away some speed. You see him got a little, looks like a little cramp in that lower calf right now.
39-yard run by the mailman, Troy Braswell. Gets us down first and 10 at the line, 26-yard line.
6:17 left in the first half. Vikings lead 40-0.
Johnson goes far side. Bergman in the slot as a receiver. The gunslinger takes the snap. Gives
Lang
it right up the middle to Lang. Lang across the 20. Fights his way down to about the 18-yard line. About a 7-yard carry for Tyquan Lang. 5:49 to go here in the half. Vikings leading 40-0. Rodney Jefferson comes back in. Second and two. I thought it was three, but it's two. Jefferson near side. Bergman in the slot. Tied in to the visitor side of the field. Moore and Bergman, Moore and Lang in the backfield. Give it to Lang. Cuts inside one man, two, three. Spins, fights his way down to the 10-yard line. If he's, let's see where they mark it at.
Looks like maybe right on the 10.
It'll be a first down, and they mark it.
Just outside the 10. It'll be right. It's going to be.
Marty, is it on the 10? Marty, slide down and tell me if it's on the 10.
It is right on the 10, guys.
Well, they
ball is sitting on the 10. They've got the chains up, but I don't think he can get a first down.
Again, same set. Johnson near side. Bergman in the slot. Tied into their side. The gunslinger. Cole Parker takes the snap. Again, gives it to Mike Moore behind the wall of Vikings, and he'll cross the 10, and he'll get a yard.
Yeah, maybe well back to the line of scrimmage, actually. I don't think he'll pick up anything. That time, the Lions defense able to follow that and move it down the line and make a good tackle.
Second and goal. Bergman comes out. Braswell comes back in. Ball on the near hash mark. Vikings left to right on your radio dial. Clemens goes far side. Braswell laying in the backfield. Moore in the slot. Tight end. Moore to our side. Still a four-man, back to a three-man front for the Lions. The Walker lot safety up on the corner. Pitch out to Braswell around the corner. We get a block in the back at the 15-yard line. Well, saw it when it happened.
Yeah, the defender for the Lions, number 80. We don't have a number 80. Maybe that was 90. I'm sorry, that is number 90. Rodney Jones just broke through that line. Had Troy in the backfield. One of the Vikings kind of caught him in the back as he came around.
4:15 to go here in the half. Vikings lead 40-0.
And they're going to back this up to about the 26-yard line, Wes. 26-yard line is where the Vikings will take over here after that penalty. It'll be second down.
And 26.
And 26. Wow.
Crawford goes to the far side. We go back to the wing T. They go back to a four-man front. Now walk the corners up. Drop Dave. Give it to Lang. Cross the 25. Still on his feet. Oh, slips away from one man. And then just kind of stumbles and falls down at the 22. It'll be third and 23. Ball again on the near hash mark. Cole Parker brings the young Sons of Thunder to the line of scrimmage. Up over the ball. There's a snap. Gives it to Moore on the counter. He's across the 15, the 10. He hits to the end zone, cuts inside. They got him by the back of the jersey. There's going to be a flag.
I think you got him on a face mask, actually.
If not, a horse collar.
Let's see where there's two of them that came out. You're right, either a horse collar or a face mask.
Personal foul, face mask.
And Mike Moore was very close to getting himself into the end zone regardless of that, but he would have come out at about the, I think, probably ran him out at the one-yard line, and they're going to need to try a field goal because it remains fourth down, right?
Bill, they signaled touchdown.
Oh, they did. They
touchdown. Touchdown Vikings.
Thank you, Marty, for being our eyes and ears on the field.
I never saw the signal for the touchdown.
They never signaled until after the penalty.
Well, yeah, he did. He was backed off because the players ran the official all towards the wall. But he came back and signaled touchdown.
All right. Thank you, Marty.
Avery Alderman are getting out to attempt the extra point.
There's the snap, the hold, the kick. And it's good. Vikings lead 47-0 with 3:12 left in the half. We'll take a 60-second break. We'll be right back.
All righty. Back at Martin Stadium, they assess the 15-yard face mark on the penalty, which means that Jed Solomon is kicking off from the 35-yard line.
45.
45-yard line.
The other 45.
I'm glad they got a net back there where the band normally sits.
Let's see if he puts it through and hits the net. Nope, doesn't hit the net. It's good. You hear the fans. It goes through the uprights. They call it good.
Looking for a field goal.
That's as close as we got to a field goal this year. All right.
3:12 to go here in the half. Vikings lead 47-0.
Want to remind everybody about Tuesday night. It's the Locos Grill and Pub Lounge High Randy McPherson Coaches Show, 6:45 right here on 99.5 Kicks Country.
All righty, DeBoer in the shotgun. Twins left, twins right. Puts the man off his right hip. Drops back, look, throws out in the flats. Catch made by 85. Hit immediately. It's a 3-yard pass play.
That's Kenny,
4 yards.
I'm sorry, it's Kenny Gaucher.
That was a Rodo the Punisher order in on that tackle, wasn't it?
I think so.
We had several guys down here asking what their nicknames are. Josh Clemens wanted to know what his was. I told him he needed to go out and earn one.
Yeah, I don't know about Josh yet.
Second and six.
Did you tell Dirty he's now on an island, the Dirty Island?
I haven't had a chance to tell him yet, but I'm waiting on his right time.
All right.
Twins right. Well, he splits his receivers, put a man in the slot on the Visser side of the field. Two backs in the backfield. Shifts the back over in motion toward the Visser side. Fakes the play action pass, rolls right. Look at him! We got a hand on him, and we pull him down back at the 15-yard line and getting up off the bottom of the pile. Bill, number 87 and 77.
Yeah, Dylan Roberts along with Justin Wilson in on that sack.
And that may be your sack of the week.
That's pretty close. I tell you what, they were back there in a hurry.
2 minutes to go, third and 15, back at the 15-yard line.
1:47, the clock continues to run here in the first half.
DeBoer brings a play in from the sideline. Again, he sends two receivers, far side, one near side, keeps the backs in the backfield with him. Now shifts the back over in the slot. So he's got twins right, twins left, and the back on his left hip. Drops straight back at the five. Pumps, throws the ball way downfield and overthrows everybody And if anybody was going to catch the ball, it would have been Dirty Allen.
I tell you what, Kenneth Durden had a great line on it, and he actually was a step ahead of the wide receiver. And you're right, that ball was so long that if it would have come down, Kenneth would have had a great opportunity to either make the interception or, at worst case, knock it away.
All righty, Braswell back deep.
Fourth and 15 for the Lions.
Allen standing in the end zone. Gets that one away. It hits at the 50, bounces backwards, now rolls back. It'll roll dead at their 49.
Troy did a good job, stepped out of the way. He had an opportunity to maybe go up and catch it, but it would have been in a tight. So he pulled back, let the ball hit, and the Vikings will take over first down and 10 from the 49-yard line.
Still a minute 10 to go, 47-0 we lead. All righty.
Minute 10 left here in the first half. Vikings lead 47-0, and they have
Eric
the ball.
Eric Blanton comes out at quarterback. And we've got a whole bunch of folks in the back with new faces. Blanton gives the ball to 23 on the counter. Oh, and he stumbles across the 40-yard line.
That's to Carlos Martin. Almost a breakaway on that counter trap.
The second and two at their 41-yard line.
Clock now under a minute, 45 seconds, and it continues to run. Eric Blanton goes under center.
Yep, and fullback is D. Daniels.
They give it to D.
Right up the middle, he's got the first down to about the 35-yard line.
Yep, first down. They'll set the
chains. That'll stop the chains with 30 seconds to go. We'll run one more play.
They send Garrett Williams out at wide receiver.
Blanton goes under center. Backs one of his backs up. That's Jordan Williams. Takes a snap. Gives it to 23 on the counter. They're still on his feet. He's across the 30. They finally knock him down, Bill, at the 27-yard line.
Yeah, again, to Carlos Martin. Great balance just to keep his feet.
And that's it. We'll take a four-minute break. We'll be right back after this. Oh, before we break. That's right. Thank you, Bill. Marty, I was used to let me get away.
Let's see if Marty can get Coach McPherson, see what he's got to say about this half.
Well, Coach Mack, great first half, 47-0. What do you tell your team at halftime?
We're going to keep playing hard, you know, try to get some young kids in the game. I'm proud of the kids. They really came out and played well.
Coach, it sounds like this after, after last week. I'll play hard. Your kids really responded well. What did you tell them this week to get them prepared for tonight?
Well, we just went back to work.
Well, Coach, keep on working hard. Good luck second half. Well, guys, you got it. He just went back to work.
All right.
All righty. We'll take a halftime break. We'll take a four-minute break. When we return, we'll have the Barry Broom Allstate Insurance Halftime Report brought to you by Allstate Insurance. You're in good hands with Allstate. We'll be right back after this. Vikings lead 47-0 at halftime. You're listening to Lions High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country.